Ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book? Are you simply not sure where to start? Have you been searching down the internet rabbit hole for a self-publishing resource worth your time? Your search ends here, my friend. Let's walk the publishing path together and bring your book to life with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm here to coach thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to successfully self-publish your book while avoiding common pitfalls. I'm Lana Liquidy-Smargis, chief ghostwriter, editor, and founder of Unicorn Publishing Company, and have stood by the sides of many professionals just like you to walk them through the publishing process and successfully launching their book. Every industry pioneer faces the same daunting challenges: how to convert your hard-earned wisdom into a book that builds legacy with a voice that reflects your personal and professional brand. Join me each week to acquire practical wisdom and proven strategies and find out what the traditional publishing companies simply don't want you to know. Let's work together to tell your story with a book. This is more than just a podcast. It's your roadmap to becoming a published author. Get ready to write your blueprint for book publishing success with the Publishing for Professionals podcast.
Hey friends, it is Lynn Aliquity-Smargis from Write For You Ghostwriting. I hope you are doing well today and welcome. If you're new, thanks for joining us. I really hope you get a lot out of this episode. We're going to be talking about what is a ghostwriter and when to use a ghostwriter for writing your book. So let's jump into today's episode. What is a ghostwriter? So a ghostwriter is someone who writes for you but does not take credit for it. And amazingly enough, if you have somebody write your blog or your email newsletter and you're not putting their name as written by on the bottom, you have used a ghostwriter. So you probably have used a ghostwriter or may have used a ghostwriter for something else that you didn't realize you were actually using a ghostwriter, because most people just associate ghostwriting specifically with books. And that is a big part of ghostwriting, is ghostwriting books. And so usually when we say what is a ghostwriter, is a ghostwriter is a person that you've hired to write your book. That may be writing your book and editing, or just writing your book. Either way, you've hired this person to write your book. A lot of people say, well, is it really your book if you've hired somebody to write it? And the answer is yes. I mean, think about your house, right? You're probably going to hire an HVAC or an electrician or somebody else to maintain your house, but that doesn't mean your house isn't yours. It's still your house. You just hired somebody for their service to do a skill set that you don't have. And so that's basically what a ghostwriter is you're hiring somebody for a service to do write a book because either A, you don't have that skill set, B, you don't have the time to do it, or C, you want to have a book and you want to be a published author, but you don't have interest in writing a book, like writing isn't interesting to you. A ghostwriter is somebody who either takes your idea and makes it into a book, or if you have content such as a blog, a vlog, or if you have video content or podcast content and you would like to turn that into a book, you can do that as well. While having previous content is great for getting a huge jumpstart on your book and maybe finishing 70 to 80% of it, you can't just put together what's called in the writing world a blog book. So that means a blog book is when people have just taken their blogs and smushed them into a book and there's no style or flow and it doesn't really read like a good book. It just more reads like a bunch of blogs, and that's not what you want. When you are using your content to write a book, it's best to set up your outline first. And then once you set up your outline and you know generally what it's going to be, and again, it can change because writing is a process, but once you set up your outline, then you look at your content that you have and see where your content fits. And so that's the best way to write your own book if you're self-publishing, even if you have a ghostwriter. That's the best way to do it, is that, okay, this is what the topic you want to write about. This is the niche you want to write about. You don't need to know your title in the beginning, but you need to have a general outline of what you're going to write your book about. So once you have that general outline, you can pull content from what you have and put it into your book. And so that's really effective. Then what you want to do is, if you're hiring a ghostwriter, or even if you're self-publishing this yourself, you want to make sure you take that content and then you have to read through it and fill in any extra information or additional information you need to make that book flow really well from one chapter to the next. You may have to even write entire chapters to connect two different concepts in your book, because you may not have content on a concept that you need in the book to connect two chapters. So there will be some chapters you may have to write from scratch, and that's perfectly fine. But if you already have content, it really lowers the amount of effort and time you have to put into writing your book, because you have content that fits into your outline. Don't try to make the content fit, but if the content does fit, add it in. A ghostwriter does lots of different things for you. They can take your content, make it into a book, take your idea, make it into a book. So for me, when I do ghostwriting, frustrating with my clients. They have two different options. I can either give them one price to do their whole book, and if they want 40,000 words, 200 pages, this is the price for it, and if they have an idea. If they have content and they want me to help write and coach along the way, I have three different programs that I offer. I also offer book coaching in with my ghostwriting as well. So I help them with coaching them with ideas and just helping them to stay on course throughout the book writing process, because it is a long-term process and it is harder to be consistent. So I help people with staying on task with their book writing process with book coaching. I let them know, hey, this information is good, or hey, this information needs to go somewhere else. And of course, it's my professional opinion. And at the end, it is my client's book. So they get to choose whether they put that in or not. But I will always give my clients my professional opinion based on what I'm seeing in their content and the type of audience they are trying to target. Okay, so that's basically what a ghostwriter does, is they help you through the writing process and write your book for you. They can also edit your book for you depending on the ghostwriter. So I'm a ghostwriter that also does editing, but not all ghostwriters do editing. It just depends on the person that you hire. Okay, so my friends, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when and why you should hire or use a ghostwriter.
Hey friends and future authors, I know what it's like to sit alone at your desk and to stare at your manuscript and wondering if anybody else out there feels the same as you do. My friend, that is why I created the Publishing for Professionals community, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Imagine having a professional ecosystem where you can find other professionals who truly understand your struggles and celebrate your victories. A circle which offers genuine support and a place where fellow thought leaders gather. The road to authorship is better traveled together. Come and join an alliance who speaks your language, who recognizes that your book isn't simply just a page with words. It's the process of creating your forever legacy. Join the Publishing for Professionals circle at www.writeforyou.me and click on community. Use the sign-up form and register today to gain confidence alongside others who now share your journey towards authorship.
When is a good time to hire a ghostwriter? So a good time to hire a ghostwriter is if you are an executive and you would like to write a book to show your expertise in a field, but you don't have the time and you do have the money to hire somebody to write your book. That is an excellent way to get your own book written in a short amount of time without you having to put a lot of time and effort into it, because you have the budget to pay for a ghostwriter to do your entire book from start to finish. Another time you should consider hiring a ghostwriter is if you've written a book, but you're really stuck and you're not sure what to do next. That is a great time to hire a ghostwriter, because they can come in, give you their professional opinion, maybe guide you on a little bit of a different path. Maybe they say stick to this path, but add this and this, or take out this and this. That's a great time. So if you want to get your book published and it's been sitting around, even if it's been sitting around for several years, you can still hire a ghostwriter. Bring up that old book. Doesn't matter how bad or good or awesome it's written. And you can take that book and go to the next level with a ghostwriter and finish and publish your book, so you can get that checked off of your bucket list. That's another great time to hire a ghostwriter. Another great time to hire a ghostwriter is if you have an idea for a book, but you don't have writing as a skill set. And not everybody does, and that's okay. We all have our different skill sets. But if you don't have a writing skill set, that is a great time to hire a ghostwriter, even if it's just to get you started and you want to just hire them for half of the book and then you want to take over the rest. You can do that too with some ghostwriters. It depends on the ghostwriter. That's another reason that you may want to hire a ghostwriter. Another reason you may want to hire a ghostwriter, you're just not comfortable writing a book. So you're not sure, like, you know, where the content should go, or you need somebody to help you organize the content or come up with new ideas for your content. That's another great time to hire a ghostwriter. And, you know, hiring a ghostwriter, maybe you write your book and then you want to hire a ghostwriter to go through your book with you to make sure that it's at a professional level. So there's lots of different reasons to hire a ghostwriter. One of the reasons why most of my clients hire me is because they have a book in their head, or they've written a book and they haven't published it yet and they need somebody to go through that book with them, or start from square one and write their book. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about hiring a ghostwriter. Ghostwriters come at all different costs. If you are going to hire a ghostwriter, you're basically looking at a budget of starting at $1,000 and working your way up to anywhere to $25,000, depending on what the ghostwriter charges and what you're looking for to write a book. So the average book, so you know, is about 200 pages, which comes out to about 40,000 words. And again, that depends on the size of the book and your font, but that's a typical book size. And so also another thing you want to consider with a ghostwriter is how involved you want to be in the book. So if you want to be really involved in the book, you can still hire a ghostwriter. Just make sure that you have talked to the ghostwriter ahead of time and they understand what you're doing and where you're coming from. And the other thing you want to consider when you're hiring a ghostwriter is do you get along with that person? Do you and that person really click? Because if you don't really click, you're going to have a miserable ghostwriting experience, because that person is going to be your new best friend for the next 6 to 12 months, depending on how fast you finish your book. If you don't click with that person, don't hire them. Your personalities definitely need to click, and your workflow and all that stuff in order to have a successful ghostwriting experience. So I hope this has helped you get some basic information on ghostwriting and when you would may want to hire a ghostwriter. If you have any other questions, definitely reach out to me at www.writeforyou.me. And remember to rate and review on your favorite podcast player. And please write a review that helps other people find out about. And in the review, if you could write what you learned in an episode or what you learned on a market, would be super fantastic, because then I know what you like as well and I can do more episodes on that. All right. So I hope you're having a great week. Please make sure to follow or subscribe and come back next week.
Hey, my friend, thanks for joining me on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I hope this episode has equipped you with actionable strategies for your publishing journey. Remember, your expertise becomes truly valuable when it's transformed into a professionally published book that represents your unique brand. The insights we've covered today will hopefully give you another piece of your publishing blueprint. If you found today's discussion valuable, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the next episode dropped right into your podcast player. Each week, we tackle another essential aspect designed specifically for busy professionals like you. Remember to start the dream of writing your book today, because your strategies could be the missing piece in someone else's success puzzle tomorrow.
The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and any affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional legal or financial advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or action taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests for any liability.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Marketeers Mastermind podcast. Remember to tune in next week to learn another piece of digital marketing and make sure to subscribe and leave a review for the Marketeers Mastermind podcast on your favorite podcast player.